VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu uStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 26 inhlangula 2020 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inani lasebefunyane bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe selikumakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551. Emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million.
Consul General zakhulumisana laye la ukuthi abantu bahlolwe bengangena emabhasini besiye ekhaya bavele babekwe lapho esingathi nayi quarantine ngolwasemzini khonapha kwele South Africa ukuthi kwenzele ukuthi bengahambi baye ekhaya bayethelela abanye. Wakuvuma lokho.
Abenhlanganiso yezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa bathi lokhu bekhankasela ukubana abaphindela ekhaya baqale bahlolwe igciwane le-COVID-19. Bengakasuki kulelozwe.
Igama lami nguVuyo Brown, stage name. Ibizo lami nguNofeza Vuyelethu Ngwenya. Ngaphakathi nge-14, ngihlabele church and of course the school at Dominican Convent. Ngibulawayo. Professionally ngasengqalisa 2014 kwangena khona professionally to start ukwenza into zokucula.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje. Silomculi wakoBulawayo ocula umdumo wengoma zokholo uNokufeza Vuyelethu Ngwenya. Odume ngelithi Vuyo Brown. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kulabantu abangamashumi amabili lanye 21 abatholakale bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe ekutshoneni kwelanga langolwesine. Laba bantu ngabanye babagcinwe endaweni zama quarantine centers abangene elizweni bevela emazweni angomakhelwane abalisa kwele South Africa, Mozambique, leBotswana. Lokhu kuhle kwakhuphula inani lasebefunyane bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551. Abasinde kulezi sifo lokhu bengamashumi phose ayisithupha 59. Asebebulewe yiso labo lokhe beyisithupha. Asebehloliwe ukubana bale COVID-19 loba hatshi lokhu laqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lonyaka sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amashumi ayisithupha 64,520. Emhlabeni jikelele abatholakale bele coronavirus sebeyizigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million kuthi asebebulewe yileli gciwane sebezinkulungwane phose amakhulu amahlanu 492,552. Abasinde kulumkhuhlane beyizigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu 5,276,705. Kubika abenhlanganiso eye Worldometer. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Africa asebebanjwe belegciwane leli sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amathathu 337,315. Labulala inkulungwane phose eziyisishiyagalolunye 8,863. Kwasinda inkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu lengxenye 161,254. Kubika abenhlanganiso e-African Union. Kunjalo nje ngesikhathi inani labantu abalegciwane le-COVID-19 lilokhu likhuphuka elizweni ikakhulu libangelwa yilabo abavela kwele South Africa. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa ithi ilokhu ikhankasela ukubana abaphindela ekhaya baqale bahlolwe leli gciwane bengakasuki kulelozwe. Umnumzana Ngqabutho Sibanda, umgcinisihlalo walinhlanganiso uthi sebekhweze lesi sicelo esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe wele South Africa lapho isiphathamandla sikahulumende uConsular General athembise ukuba bazacubungula lolu daba. Asizweni umnumzana Sibanda esiqhasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi ababanjwa belo laleli gciwane okuthiwa yi-COVID-19 ma befika ekhaya ngabantu abasuka lapha eSouth Africa, sakhulumisana layo iconsulate uconsul general zakhulumisana laye ukuthi kumele kube lendlela ukuthi abantu bahlolwe bengangena emabhasini besiye ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi abalalo leligciwane bavele babekwe lapho esingathi nayi quarantine ngolwasemzini khona apha kwele South Africa ukuthi kwenzela ukuthi bengahambi baye ekhaya bayethelela abanye. Wakuvuma lokho kodwa lathi kuyasimangaza ukuthi lokho sithola impiko yokuthi ke abantu abanenge ekhaya abalalo leligciwane ngabantu abasuka ngapha kwele South Africa. Asikwazi ukuthi kungani uhulumeni waseZimbabwe kumbe i-embassy yaseZimbabwe abantu abasuka lapha ingabahlola ukuthi balalo leligciwane.
Siyabona ukuthi abanye abavela khona ngapha kwele South Africa besiya eZimbabwe bayabaleka endaweni lapho abalondolozwa khona besahlolwa okuthiwa ngama-quarantine centers. Bathola yini lolu lwazi bengakayi eZimbabwe ukuthi ngempela bazahlolwa ukwenzela ukuthi bazilungiselele bengabaleki?
Abantu bayabaleka lapha abahleli khona ngoba sithola impiko yokuthi abantu kabahlalanga ngendlela eyiyo abaphathekanga kuhle. Emalangeni adlulileyo sike sakhulumisana lomunye osemaswingo owasuka lapha eSouth Africa ohlezi khona othi yena baphom ngufakwa behlanganiswe ukudla kuyashota, kanti futhi le ndaba leyokuthiwa i-social distancing ayikho bahlala bebaneki okwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi umkhuhlane umbe igciwane leli bathelelane. So ukungahlali kahle endaweni lapho abafakwe khona yikho okwenza ukuthi babaleke beze bethi bona kungcono ukuthi bayezihlalela emakhaya abo. Siyanxusa ke uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ukuthi kumele aphathe abantu ngendlela efanele laba abahlele ku-quarantine ukwenzela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ungamemetheki usiya phambili.
Lizalandelela yini ukuhulumende weZimbabwe khona ngapho kwele South Africa ukubona ukuthi isicelo senu uzasihlolisisa?
Well, ambona ukuthi sizaphinda sibuye silandelane futhi lo Consul General ngoba uhlupho lwethu ngolwethu sonke bona njengama authorities kumele labo babe worried. Kuyabe sekungani thina sithi ba reporte kithi, thina sasifaka umbono ukuthi yikhona lokho esikubona kumele kwenzakale sikucabangayo. Nxa bona bekubona ngenye indlela kunzima ukuthi thina singathini. Ngiyabonga.
Lo umnumzana Ngqabutho Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Uqwe lo standekile emhlanga we Studio 7 ekhona ngale kwele South Africa.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola kuIntelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele la ku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Okokela inhlanganiso yababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni umnumzana Obedi Masaraure ubotshiwe eHarare lamhlanje wasiwa edolobheni leMashingo. UMasaraure usiwe kulelo dolobho ukuze ayethonisiswa khona ngale ngoba kulapho ababalisi benhlanganiso yakhe e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe abatshengisele khona ngumvulo bekhonona ngeholo eliphansi abalitholayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukubotshwa kukaMasaraure kuza ngesikhathi uhulumende esethethwa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokwehluleka ukupha abantu iy'dingeko zabo empilweni, ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi ilizwe libhekane lobunzima bokulwisana le-COVID-19 lokwethusela labo abatshengiselayo. Isikhulumeli se-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ, umnumzana Nation Mudzitirwa, uchasisa ngokubotshwa komkhokheli wenhlanganiso yakhe.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yethu umnumzana Obedi Masaraure ubotshwe namhla ngabe law and order Harare bagcine bemtransfer bemkhambisa eMasingo Central Police Station mayelana ngendaba yokuthengisela okwenzakala mhla ka 22 June. Kodwa into leyi ayisiphathi kahle njengenhlanganiso njengesisebenzi ngoba yilungelo lethu elokuthi sithengisele.
Igqwetha likaMasara Ure umnumzana Tonderai Bhatasara uthi kakukabi sobala ukuba icala alethethwayo yiliphi esithi bambophele ukubuthani zabantu okungekho emthethweni. Unobhala wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi lesi sehlakalo siveza sobala ukuba uhulumende weZimbabwe akahloni iphi amalungelo kaZulu.
United Nations bayaqamba ke amanga bethi baya reforma baya chicha ke ukwenza ka ukwenza kwawo but asikuboni phela ukwenza kwabo. I-report kaMonhlate ke eyathi bangaze bakhahlameza abantu, bangaze badubula abantu, bangaze bachaya abantu, bangaze babopha abantu abangalacala. Kodwa sibona ke lokho beqhubekela phambili besenza into efanayo. Ngesikhathi sikaMgabe ke sasikhangelane lamapholisa, okwamanje ke sikhangelane lamasosha agqoke ezamapholisa.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo, isikhulumeli se-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, yena othi uhulumende kumele alungisise izikhalazo zezisebenzi kulokulwisana nalazo.
Njenge-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition siyabona ukuthi i-operating environment lapha eZimbabwe yama-CSOs lamanye ama-non-governmental organizations iyalaloke isiringa day in day out. Uhulumende lo okhona kathesi ozithi yena i-new dispensation sehlukuluza amalungelo abantu, sehlukuluza njalo amalungelo ama institutions azimelele wodwa njengama CSOs.
Imizamo yokukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Ponya athi ehlule njengoba bengadobhi ucingo lwakhe njalo engaphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelwe enkundleni kamakhalekhukhwini eye-WhatsApp. Ababalisi be-Atus bangene ezitaladeni zeMasingo ngomvulo betshengisela besola umumo oselizweni njalo befuna ukuholiswa ngedola leMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ulive Talk lamhlanje sikhangela udubo lwenkohlakalo eZimbabwe osoluphazamisa intuthuko yezomnotho welizwe. Kodwa likhumbule zihlobo, alenelisi ukungena kuhlelo ngocingo njengoba sisebenzela emakhaya kungenxa yokusabalala kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Aba mabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo ezweni aveza imibono yawo ngodubo lwamanzi olwehlele idolobho lakobulawayo. Bonke abamabandla la bayamsola umunisipala wakobulawayo kanye lohulumende ngodubo lwamanzi angcolileyo asebangele ukulahlekelwa yimiphefumulo kwabambalwa lokubanjwa ngumkhuhlane wesihudo bethi kulobuchapha obenziwayo lapha. Wanastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Labantu asebebulewe isihudo esiqhamuke kobulawayo ngemva kokunatha amanzi angahlanzekanga. Kulabedlula abangamakhulu ayisikhombisa abalaliswe esibhedlela sempilo, abanye begula besezindlini. Lokhu yikho okwenze abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo amsole uhulumende lomunisipala ukuthi abangathathi amanyathelo aqinileyo okulungisisa lolu dubo lokhe lesi sihudo siqhamuke kuleli dolobho. Umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ukubulawa kwabantu ngesihudo esibangelwa ngamanzi kuyaqala edolobheni leli elaziwa ngokuhlanzeka ezweni lonke.
Indaba yamanzi isiphathisa esizobuhlungu kakhulu kobulawayo ukubana kube lento efana laleyi ukuthi ama councillors ayekele abantu benatha amanzi angcolileyo abathale Rusi. But thina sicabangela ukuthi ikhansili kasiloqiniso ngoba emalangeni basitshele bathi amanzi akukame esoweje aselungelwe ukunathwa ngabantu bangasebenzisa. Khonapho uma beqeda ukukhuluma khona okusela abantu sebesifa bebulawa ngamanzi kuthiwa amanzi alingcolile ale rusti. So asinashiwa lokuthi into abasitshela yona ukuthi irusti liqiniso kumbe kungamanga. So hayi, ikhansili kazama ukulungisa indaba yakhe lamakhansili wona lawo ayiwa khona akhethwayo.
Umongameli weMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Mqondisi Moyo uthi abajabuli ngohlupho lwamanzi osolule minyaka ukhansili lohulumende benyathela ndawonye.
Asijabuli ngohlupho lwamanzi osoluthethe iminyaka lungalungiswa nguhulumende weZimbabwe kunye lekhansili ekhona kathesi kakhulu ekhokhelwa yi-MDC. Esesinanzela ukuthi sokuze kwabulalisa abantu abangafika i-9 kodwa uhulumende kakaphumile sisombulu kwesingenza ukuthi uhlupho lwamanzi kobulawayo luphele.
Umabhalane weZimbabwe Communist Party kobulawayo uMnumzana Bekithemba Lubambo uthi izakhamizi azisuthiseki ngendlela ikhansili ebaphatha ngayo.
Izakhamizi ziveze ukungasuthiseki ngendlela ikhansili ebaphethe ngayo. Bathi bona loba abagulayo bebeselatshwa kungelambadala, abalahlekelweyo abancediswanga ngalutho. Bathi bona kuyinhlamba ukuthi ikhansili ithi imigqomo yabo yiyo elamagciwane amanzi abo akline.
Isikhulumi sebandla le-MDC Alliance kobulawayo uMnumzana Sweden Chirotsa usole uhulumende ethi usevale ikhansili ukukhuluma ngodubo lwamanzi.
Into ekhona bekumele uhulumende engavali i-press conference kaMayor uSolomon Gunyi ngoba kuthanga sihambe emhlahlandela sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi kuhamba njani eluveni. Kodwa sayekuzwa ukuthi uhulumende sevale i-press conference Mayor. Njalo nxa sikhangela i-chronicle iphepha likahulumende lisitshela ukuthi ama-results are inconclusive kusitsho ukuthi ngabalayo impendulo.
UTown Clerk wedolobho lakobulawayo uMnumzana Christopher Dube wanile ukukhuluma le-Studio 7 ngodaba lwamanzi lokubhubha kwabantu kuleli dolobho. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano wedale labaphathintambo elekhabhinethi eHarare ngolwesibili, umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko unkosikazi Monica Mutswangwa uvumile ukuba ngempela kobulawayo kulodubo nanku sokufe abantu abayisificamunwemunye. Uqhubeke unkosikazi Mutswangwa ethi yikho bethethe inyathelo lokunikeza umanisipala wakobulawayo izigidi ezedlula eziyisikhombisa zamadola i-7.4 million. Le yimali athe izasetshenziswa ukwemba imigodi yamanzi esengeza kuleyo ayipha izinwa ngenyanga edluleyo ukuthi ilungise imigodi yamanzi efileyo enyama yendlovu. Kulandela ukuqhamuka kwesihudo kobulawayo, uhulumende usebumbe iqula elihlola ngalo umkhuhlane kobulawayo kanye lokusungula indawo ezine edolobheni zokwelapha isihudo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, la ku 9885 kilohertz ku short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 7 kusiya ngo 9 PM, sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku 4930 6040, la ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave.
Amabhizimusi amaningi aqhubeka engemukeli imali yohlobo lwama-bond notes lanxa uhulumende esithi limali lokhu isebenza. Lokhu sokubangele ukubana abenhlanganiso yabachola amabele e-Grain Millers Association bacine besithi abasoze basebenze labezitolo abangafuni ukwamukela ama-bond notes. Uhulumende uthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ama-bond notes azasuswa kusale alotshwe Zimbabwe dollar. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda uthi uZulu kasamthembi uhulumende, yikho engasela qiniso ngama bond note.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bakupanic mode njalo exchange rate le ukuthi ibond note lihambela o kwenziwa i-auction kwenze kwawisa ivalue yemali. So abantu sebesesaba ukuthi uyasala uthwele amaphepha ungabona, so yikho kwenza abantu bangasathembi imali le, akusela akula confidence, abala confidence kumali le eZimbabwe. So kutsho ukuthi nje khona kana kwakukhulunywe nguminister of finance ukuthi ibond note kale hambe ngoba li-bad money that drives away out good money. So yikho kwenzakala abantu abasalifuna ibond note, kanti njalo futhi ungalithwala uyakuthwela umquba ongala value, uyazithola uthwele isikhwama usindwa, kodwa imali yangkhona ingathengi lutho, ingathengi lona ithukele.
Yona imali emabhanga itholakala njani? Itholakala lula na kumbe kulokho kufana?
Eqinisweni imali ayitholakali. Ngibona abantu belayinile, ubone umuntu ephume ethwele i-500 bond, i-200 bond engathengi lutho, engathengi lutho nje, i-200 bond ithengi 2 kg yeshukela kuphela. So yikho abantu ababe kulayinela. Kati kahle kukhanya ngani nje abantu okuzama ukuthi kugqugquzelwe abantu ukuthi basebenzise i-digital money. Ngoba i-hard cash vele yona iyinkinga, iyahlupha kayitholakali. Manje abantu bakutshela ukuthi bona emchoveni bagada ngayo, kumazubu khona bagada ngayo naleyo imali i-hard currency. Kanti njalo nje abaningi nje abethu asasebenzisi vele, la ngisakhumbula ukuthi ngangicela nini kuyela ine-banking dingi cash. Kodwa kuluhlupho ebantwini abadala lebantwini abasemakhaya. Kanti njalo futhi into ziyasuka zidule nxa uzithenga nge-digital money yaleyo i-cash lokuswayipha, uzathola ukuthi intengo yakhona kayifanani, kuyasuka kudule, bese kufosa ukuthi abantu batshone belayini lema-bank bedinga imali yangkhona engekhoyo.
Umnumzana Angliston Sibanda yingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho, ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki silomculi wakoBulawayo ocula umdumo ocelekileyo wengoma zokholo unokufeza Vuyo Lethu Ngwenya, yena ke odume ngegama lokuthi Vuyo Brown. Asizweni lapha ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Ukhuluma ngabaculi bomdumo wengoma zokholo abadumileyo koBulawayo, igama lokuthi Vuyo Brown alisolakali nguye ke esikhwethiselayo ke namhlanje.
Igama lami nguVuyo Brown, stage name, ibizo lami nginokufeza Vuyo Lethu Ngwenya, ngaphakathi ngine-14 ngihlabele church and of course esikolo eDominican Convent koBulawayo. Professionally ngase ngiqalisa 2014 kwangena khona professionally to start ukwenza into zokucula. First single yami ngarelease ngo-2016.
La wakuthanda esemncane uVuyo Brown ecula esikolo lapha ekhuthazwa ukuthi anamathelane lamabhuku ngabazali bakhe.
Bona abazali bami ngama-academics, umfundisi wami wangikhuthaza ukuthi this is something you can do professionally. So yikho kwangiphusha ukuthi ngikase ukwenza. Inspired me and people engangibabona whose music I would love and just listen to their stories and hear ukuthi bona bafika njani khona phana. Inspired me as well. Producer wami was Percy Mativenga by Nguyen Sebenzalayo. Besides iband yami that I just do in Sebenzalayo kuma shows.
Nanxa waqala ukucula ezingeni eliphezulu ngomnyaka 2016, ucindezele idlade lakhe elitsha eminyakeni emibili edlulileyo uVuyo.
I-first album ngakhipha 2018, Graceful Field. And the ends are good, she's reading according to Funagwami. ngafaka ama genres achiyeneyo giyo and lama languages achiyeneyo, so abantu, you know, babethatha abakuthandayo, so everyone had a song ababeyithanda from it.
Ngifuna wena ngidinga wena.
It did well nationwide. It even played out of the country, and I was really happy now. Kokonoko.
Umculo kaVuyo uyatholakala kweZimbabwe langaphandle kwelizwe.
Graceful Field ECD isolakala as gallery kumculo khona, and also a video is the 9th Avenue and Robert Mugabe Way. You can also purchase the music yangkhona ama online stores wonke. Vuyo Brown, Graceful Field, Tulawazi, The Praise Song, Tulawala Kona Pana. If you just type Vuyo Brown, it's all Tulawank.
I've been walking on this road alone. Njani ungakahambi mangwenya.
Ngiyabonga ezomhlabeleli for support and ukuthenga I music. Rezulu Tulawazi is showing on YouTube at Easy. It's showing on different channels. It's being heard on my radios. Social media handles are me Facebook, I'm Vuyo Brown ZW. Twitter, Vuyo Brown ZW. Instagram, Vuyo Brown ZW.
Iwo umculo othoba inhliziyo, umculo wengoma ezithintayo ezokholo, okuwumculo ophekwe kamnandi nguVuyo Brown. Besikwethiselayo-ke namhlanje kuhlelo woza Woza Friday. Impela sonto emnandi kini lonke, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Isikhathi asavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili kodwa asingeke ehlukane kothi isikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela inani lasebefunyane bele coronavirus eZimbabwe Seliqonge laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551 emhlabeni jikelele sebe izigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempelasonto elichukela. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.